Today, Ofsted has published inspection reports into 21 state-funded non-faith schools in Birmingham. I've also sent an advice note to the Secretary of State that draws on evidence from these inspections and from meetings I held with professional associations and Birmingham City Council. I also spoke at length with a number of head teachers about their concerns. Some of our findings are deeply worrying and in some ways quite shocking. While a number of these schools are doing well and providing their children with a good, well-rounded education, there are others that give cause for grave concern. In the most serious cases, a culture of fear and intimidation has taken grip since the schools were last inspected. We found evidence that some head teachers, including those with a proud record of raising standards, have been marginalised or forced out of their jobs. This has left a vacuum in which schools previously rated good or outstanding have suffered enormous staff turbulence, a collapse in morale, and a rapid decline in their overall effectiveness. The inspection reports of the Education Funding Agency support my judgment that there has been a sudden and steep decline in these schools. Therefore, I have full confidence in the judgments of both the previous and present inspections. Her Majesty's inspectors found that governors are exerting far more influence on the day-to-day running of these schools than is either appropriate or acceptable. Trust between governors and staff has broken down, and the authority of head teachers undermined. A number of head teachers reported that there has been an organised campaign to target certain schools in Birmingham in order to impose a narrow faith-based ideology and to alter the school's character and ethos. Some teachers reported that they were treated unfairly because of their gender or religious beliefs. Inspectors also uncovered evidence of unfair and opaque recruitment practices, including examples of relatives being appointed to unadvertised senior posts. In some schools, inspectors found that leaders have not adequately addressed the risks specific to their community. In particular, they're not taking seriously enough their duty to safeguard children against the potential risks associated with extremism and radicalisation. Systems for vetting new staff and external visitors are sometimes poor. For example, a speaker with known extremist views was invited to speak to students in one of the schools inspected. Our evidence points to a serious failure on the part of Birmingham City Council, a failure to support schools in their efforts to keep pupils safe from the risk of extremism. There's been a lack of urgency in the council's response to persistent complaints from head teachers about the conduct of certain governors. We also found that a number of academies are in breach of important aspects of their funding agreements with the Education Funding Agency. It's really important that all our schools, whether they're faith schools or secular schools, promote the values of wider British society. This is especially true for schools that serve culturally homogenous communities, such as those we inspected in Birmingham. These schools are often the only places where children have the chance to learn about other faiths, other cultures, and other ways of living. Some of the schools we inspected are undoubtedly doing well, not just academically, but in preparing their students to live and prosper in modern Britain. However, we found that in other schools, children are not being encouraged to develop tolerant attitudes towards other faiths and other cultures. Boys and girls are not always treated equally. And although exam results are often good, the curriculum has become too narrow, reflecting the personal views of a small number of governors rather than the wider community in Birmingham and beyond. So today, in my advice note to the Secretary of State, I'm making a number of important recommendations to address the issues that we've identified in our inspection findings. I urge the government and others to take these measures forward without delay.